Welcome to the Real Live Faith Podcast. I'm Shelby.
And I'm Janice. Life is a parable. All of creation points to God the Creator. We're going to be talking about how we see this in action in our everyday lives and how we use our good days and our mess ups to grow in our relationship with the Lord.
We don't know in what season of life you find yourself currently, but let this be a season of new life and growth. Join us as we talk about having real faith in real life.
Last year has been described in many ways, and I don't know about you, but I think our emotions during last year could equally be described. Can I get a witness? You know, the Bible has many words of encouragement for believers, but one in particular I found to be quite the gem is tucked away in the Old Testament. How many of you are familiar with the book of Nehemiah? Maybe the Old Testament intimidates you. Maybe you think it's boring. Oh, friend, if that is how you feel, you really need to take some time and dive in because there are so many nuggets of wisdom and encouragement to be found on every page of the Bible, including the pages of the Old Testament.
The book of Nehemiah recounts the rebuilding of Jerusalem as a fortified city and the establishment of civil authority there. If you aren't familiar with Nehemiah, he was also a man who was appointed by the Persians to be governor. He came with an army escort at government expense to accomplish God's purpose. And the book of Nehemiah focuses much attention on the efforts to rebuild the walls of Jerusalem, despite fierce opposition from unfriendly neighbors.
By the time you get to chapter 4, Nehemiah mentions the believers having three things in their possession while they are rebuilding the city walls. Pay special attention to verses 15 to 23, and you will find these three items: a sword, a trowel, and a trumpet.
So in those verses, the first thing that we find the Jews are holding is a sword. The type of sword that they would have held is used for defense against a physical attack. Swords are for up-close hand-to-hand combat. Although nowadays we may not need to hold a physical sword or a dagger in our hands at all times for defense, but what do many of us keep on our side? Pepper spray, a pocket knife, maybe something that fits on a keychain in a pocket, or a purse. And why do we do this? For protection, right? That's what these guys were doing, protecting themselves and their families from harm.
And that's what's amazing. You know, when you read that chapter, Nehemiah did not ignore the threats that were made against him. He didn't pretend they weren't real. Instead, he prayed for God's protection, but he also put his faith into action. And like you said, we might not carry a weapon on our side, you know, hooked to our belt loop, let alone a dagger, but we should be carrying our sword, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. His word gives us guidance.
Ephesians 6:17 says, "The sword of the Spirit is the word of God." Psalm 19:7 says, "The law of the Lord is perfect, restoring the soul." Similarly, Psalm 119 verse 105 says, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path."
Makes me think of what our pastor told us one time. He said, "Other swords stab you to death, but the sword of the Spirit stabs you to life." And that's so true. God's word is truth and light. It provides instruction. It provides warning and encouragement. And the sword of the Spirit is also a sufficient weapon. It is the sword of the Spirit, the only one. There are not many. There's only one. And it is sufficient for our spiritual growth.
The second item we notice in the book of Nehemiah being mentioned is a trowel. These people were working, and the work they were doing was rebuilding a wall. Are you familiar with masonry? A mason builds structures from individual units, which are often laid in and bound together by mortar, so like a brick wall. A masonry trowel is a hand tool used to apply and smooth out the mortar that is placed in between the rocks and bricks that are being used to make the wall.
These believers in Nehemiah chapter 4, verses 15 through 23, were working to rebuild this wall. They very well could have been using a trowel or other tool to complete this task. Well, we may not use a trowel when we do the Lord's work, but the point is not the tool we are using. The point is to serve Him. We serve Him through our work and obedience to what He has called us to do. Nehemiah 4, 6 says, "So we built the wall, and the entire wall was joined together to half its height, for the people had a mind and heart to work."
And as the people were working, they were feeling kind of discouraged, verbally attacked and physically threatened, but they didn't quit their work for the Lord. Nehemiah 4:14 says, "When I saw their fear, I stood and said to the nobles, the officials, and the rest of the people, 'Do not be afraid of them. Remember the Lord who is great and awesome, and fight for your brothers, your sons, your daughters, your wives, and your houses.'"
Sometimes, even often, we get distracted while putting out the little fires all around us, when what we really need to do is pray for those fires and then give them over to the Lord and let Him put them out. Otherwise, we spend our time, energy, and effort on side things that end up taking us away from our real task and job that God has called us to do.
These people building the wall were vigilant. Vigilant means to keep a careful watch for possible dangers or difficulties. And in our faith and walk with the Lord, vigilance matters. We are to be read up, prayed up, alert, and sober-minded. We are to be vigilant and busy working and serving for the Lord. Not idle, lazy, or complacent, not distracted, but focused on Him and the work He has for us to do. Not selfish or self-centered, but united with our brothers and sisters in Christ. Working for the common good and working for the benefit of others, not just ourselves. Because we know that our welfare is often dependent on the welfare of others. Nehemiah 4:17 says, "Those who were rebuilding the wall and those who carried burdens carried with one hand doing the work and the other keeping hold of a weapon."
Well, that brings us to the last item we find with these believers in Nehemiah chapter 4 as they were rebuilding the wall, and that is a trumpet. There were men blowing trumpets to sound an alarm and communicate with all those working on the wall. Nehemiah 4 verses 18 through 20 say, "As for the builders, each wore his sword strapped to his waist as he built, while the trumpeter stood near me. And I said to the nobles, the officials, and the rest of the people, 'The work is great and extensive, and we are separated on the wall, far from one another. At whatever place you hear the sound of the trumpet, assemble to us there. Our God will fight for us.'"
The Holy Spirit is like our trumpeter. He sounds the alarm to alert us to the enemy and any attacks that may come. The picture here shows united effort. We do what we can and we encourage others. We watch out for each other, we lift each other up, and encourage one another to continue on in the faith and work of the Lord. We motivate our brothers and sisters in Christ to do what they were called to do. Everyone has a role in the body of Christ, but we all should be encouraging those who are working, serving, and fighting for the faith alongside us. We're a team.
The rebuilding of this wall was not an easy task for the people of Nehemiah's time, and the economy was not in their favor either. They were pulled from their farms to help with the construction, and a famine had even hit the region. So people were suffering. And yet, even in their chaos, they banded together, and as a united front, they served the Lord. They protected their families. They kept on in the faith and in the trust and obedience of the Lord and His word and His calling on their lives.
That's right. It took great sacrifice for those people, but it takes great sacrifice for us as well. We're all in this together. No one is on an island themselves. We were made for community and relationship, and God is our example. Don't be quick to dismiss the sacrifice that is involved. Some may be sacrificing a little more than you. Acknowledge what they're risking and acknowledge their genuine willingness and desire to help and serve and fight alongside you as their brother or sister in Christ. The body of Christ can have victory, but we need the sword of the Spirit, the word of God. We need to be serving the Lord. We are to be vigilant and united as we await His return. So make use of all the tools God has given you to faithfully fight spiritual battles, to do the work He has laid before you, and sound the alarm for our brothers and sisters in Christ.
If you have not placed your faith in Christ, why wait? Seek Him and call on His name for salvation. Confess that you are a sinner and repent of your sin. Surrender to Jesus today and place your trust in Him as Savior and Lord of your life.
Thanks for listening to the Real Life Faith Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please share us with others so they too can learn about living out real faith in real life. You can check out our blog and shop at reallifefaith.com and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Gab Social. Don't forget to sign up for our emails to receive exclusive subscriber content. Thanks again for listening, and we'll see you in the next episode.